Inventiveness, originality, a touch of nonconformity. For a long time, creativity seemed to be reserved for geniuses. Gifted artists such as Michelangelo and Da Vinci, Beethoven, or Goethe created works that were ahead of their time and continue to move us to this day, long after their passing. Then we have material objects, such as toothpaste, paper, airplanes, and even coffee filters, which, although commonplace in our everyday lives, were likewise created by resourceful minds. But how does a researcher achieve a breakthrough? How did Werner von Siemens invent the tram? Or how did Marie Curie discover radium, endure the discrimination to which she was exposed as a woman in the world of science, and win the Nobel Prize twice? And how did the American dancer Loie Fuller even come up with the idea of the radium dance, in which she mined this newly discovered element and made her stage clothes glow without any spotlights? Ideas, artistic creation, personal growth, inspiration, intuition, imagination, and enthusiasm, all these are aspects that characterize creative people. Skill counts too, of course, because creativity is not just about expressing an idea, but ultimately about putting it into practice in order to make a difference in people's lives. Art is what not everyone can do, or what everyone could do, but nobody thinks of doing. Linda Vera. Now that think tanks from the business world have discovered creativity for themselves, creativity is experiencing real hype. There is hardly a field in which creativity is not explicitly required. Innovations, strategic solutions, and product development all call for creative approaches. Creative markets, clouds, directors, managers, the list is long and continues to grow every day. But what exactly is creativity all about? How do you become creative? And what do you do when you have writer's block, for example? When you sit for hours staring at a blank sheet of paper or screen on your computer, yet can't think of anything to write? If you try for months to solve a problem or to master a challenge in different ways, yet aren't really coming up with any new idea. Creativity contains an unpredictable element. It may appear as suddenly as a shooting star or a summer thunderstorm. A single eureka moment can change your life or that of thousands and thousands of people forever. What a mysterious force. One thing is certain. We cannot force ourselves or be forced to be creative. But what we can do is to track down the phenomenon of creativity and make it our own. The good thing about the enthusiasm for creativity is that scientific disciplines, such as neuroscience, are now also dealing with the phenomenon of creativity. See Chapter 1. Although, as mentioned, creative processes cannot be commanded, only encouraged. See Chapter 2.